Keep up to date with the past on the 100 Years Ago Show with Mark Stein.
Mormons on the radio, nudity in the comics, and Children's Day in Korea. It's May 1922.
100 years from today.
Your world news update, the messy aftermath of the Great War continues just days after leading a May Day protest in Tallinn. Viktor Kingisepp, leader of the Estonian Communist Party, is dead. The 34-year-old Bolshevik was arrested and executed by the Estonian secret police. Mr. Kingisepp was no stranger to such rough justice. He was one of those who arrested the Ukrainian Fanny Kaplan after she shot Comrade Lenin, and when she refused to name names, executed her. As we've reported, Russia's Bolshevik regime has ordered the confiscation of all church property in order to sell it to aid famine relief. In the town of Shuya, 8 Russian priests plus 2 other men and a woman resisted the confiscation and have now been sentenced to death. Comrade Lenin and Comrade Trotsky are said to have demanded the cleric's execution. It is not yet known when it will be carried out. Hearts are not so light in the dreamy Chinatown that serves as that country's very nominal capital, and where a war has been raging between the Zhili and Fengtian factions. In Peking, the Fengtian general Zhang Zhuolin issued a triumphant statement, reporting that rival Zhili warlord Wu Peifu had been killed. Unfortunately for the Fengtians, General Wu is very much alive and appears to have won the war. He has now ordered the arrest of several prominent Peking officials, including the Premier Liang Xiyi, very much General Zhang's China boy. The military failures of the Greek army in the Greco-Turkish War are roiling politics in Athens. After a confidence vote in Parliament, Demetrios Gounaris has resigned as Prime Minister. The King has invited Nikolaos Stratos to succeed him, but Mr. Stratos's position is looking wobblier by the hour. Budget day at the Palace of Westminster. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Sir Robert Horne, says he estimates a government surplus of £38 million, and so he has cut 1 shilling off income tax and 4 pence off a pound of tea, so you'll have a cheaper cuppa. He's also lowered postal and telephone rates. In Texas, the breeze can blow you away and blow you back 30 minutes later. The state's capital city of Austin was hit by two different tornadoes within half an hour. The first one passed through a largely rural area on the west side of Austin and was powerful enough to distract residents from the formation of a second deadlier storm that swept through the eastern half of the city and left at least 12 people dead. Also in Texas, in Kirvin, a community of under 300, about 150 miles north of Austin, the body of a missing 17-year-old white girl, Eula Ausley, was found on the edge of town. Miss Ausley had been sexually assaulted and beaten to death. A Negro was arrested shortly thereafter by the county sheriff, who attempted to drive him to the jailhouse in Waco. A gathering lynch mob blocked the road, so instead he drove him to the county jail in Fairfield. The suspect is said to have confessed and implicated two other black men who were also arrested. The white mob soon surrounded the Fairfield jail and demanded the prisoners be handed over. It is not as yet clear whether the police surrendered them voluntarily, but the three men, Snap Curry, Mose Jones and Johnny Cornish, were soon being driven to Kirvin. At about 5 a.m, in the middle of the town square, all three were burned alive. The situation is said to be deteriorating rapidly. Vincenzo Terranova arrived in New York from Corleone in Sicily in 1892 and rose quickly through the ranks of the city's hoodlums, eventually becoming the underboss of the Morello crime family. Mr. Terranova was strolling past the Pappas Brothers ice cream parlor on East 116th Street when men in a passing automobile opened fire. Wounded and on one knee, he returned fire, but they meant business. And a few minutes later, his wife, who had heard the shots, found his body. Crime had paid for him. He was wearing a check suit, silk shirt, silk underwear, and two rings, one a diamond cluster. Mr. Terranova was 45. The governments of the new German Republic and the new Bolshevik Russia are turning out to be pretty good buddies. They've now started a joint international air carrier, Deruluft, Deutsche Russische Luftwerkes. The maiden flight took passengers from Moscow to the Prussian city of Königsberg, with stops in Smolensk and the Lithuanian city of Kaunas. It doesn't really matter who nominally holds the Venezuelan presidency. Juan Vicente Gomez is always the most powerful man and holds the reins even from his home far from Caracas in Maracay. Now, however, he has deigned to return to the capital as president, the better to keep a grip on the nation's petroleum concessions.
Angel child, oh baby, I'm just wild about you. Angel child, sweet mama, say that you love me too. In your arms forever I stay. You drive away shadows of gray when you smile. Oh Henrietta, I'm in heaven, it's true. But long overdue. Angel child, I'm just putting in miles when I say that I'm wild about you.
Ah, those angelic children. The former Korean Empire was formally annexed by Japan in 1910, but retains a modest amount of cultural autonomy. It has now instituted something called Children's Day, an invention of the Korean children's author Bang Jeong-won. We shall see whether this catches on.
Love her by radio. You will find it radio.
You can now love her by radio in Utah. The state's first radio station, KZN, in Salt Lake City, is on the air. It's owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and its first broadcast came from the roof of the Deseret News Building with a talk by the president of the church, Heber J. Grant. You can also love her by radio in Hamilton, Ontario. CKOC has begun broadcasting from the corner of King William and John Streets.
By radio, you will find it radio.
In sports news, Jesse Barnes of the New York Giants has pitched a 6-0 no-hitter against the Philadelphia Phillies at the Polo Grounds. If you're more of a Yankees fan, well, the Yankees no longer wish to share the Polo Grounds with the Giants, and their owner, the former Brewer Jacob Rupert, has commenced construction on a new stadium in the Bronx. The Netherlands has a new comic strip, Bulletje en Boonestalk, or Bullet and Beanstalk. Unlike American comics, it features vomiting, nudity and bad words. Who does not love the dancer Isadora Duncan, so beguiling in her signature Greek tunic, so very different from the stiff garb of ballet dancers? Miss Duncan is a San Franciscan by birth, but latterly has lived in Bolshevik Russia, where she attracted the eye of the poet Sergei Yesenin. Mr. Yesenin and Miss Duncan have now been married in Moscow. The husband is some 18 years younger than his bride.
Come you back to Mandare, where the old flotilla is, and you hear the paddles sunk in from Rangoon. Up like thunder, Argentina, cross the bay.
The Burmese monarchy was toppled by the British army in 1885 when King Thibaw was forced from his palace and set off on the road from Mandalay on a bullock cart and into exile. But the royal family still excites much interest in Burma, and there was plenty in Rangoon when news came that the late king's eldest daughter, Princess Mayat Phalagalay, has now given birth to his grandson and potential heir, Tor Phayagyi. As a child, Richard Greener was unable to attend public school in Boston because of the colour of his skin. Nevertheless, he went on to be the first Negro graduate of Harvard University, the first black professor at the University of South Carolina, the first colored member of the American Philological Association, and a successful diplomat who served his country in India and Russia. His daughter passed for white and became J.P. Morgan's personal librarian. Mr. Greener is dead at 78. Mary Annette Anderson went to Middlebury College in Vermont and was the first black valedictorian and the first Negress to be elected to the Phi Beta Kappa Honor Society. She is dead at 47.
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy.
And joy, who dared to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy.
Let nations of a race their future trouble. It's time to lay the sword and gun away.
There'd be no war today if mothers all would say,
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
There were a lot of Americans singing that in 1915, but Ashley Groner, Republican senator for North Dakota, meant it, even as general public sentiment changed. In 1917, he was one of only six senators to vote against the declaration of war on Germany. Mr. Groner is dead at 63. Henry Davison was chairman of the War Council of the American Red Cross during the late World War, and with colleagues from Great Britain, France, Italy, and Japan, founded the League of Red Cross Societies. He died during surgery to remove a brain tumor. Mr. Davison was 54. John Henry Patterson was the founder of the National Cash Register Company and a great mentor of would-be businessmen. It is estimated that one in six business executives in the United States is a former National Cash Register businessman trained in Mr. Patterson's ways, such as Thomas Watson of CTR, the Computing Tabulating Recording Company. Mr. Patterson was also famous for his daylight factories with floor-to-ceiling windows that let in natural light and fresh air. He went to jail for violating the Sherman Antitrust Act, but was pardoned on appeal. John Henry Patterson is dead at 77. And that's the way of the world. May 1922.
100 years from today, 100 years from today.
The 100 Years Ago Show is a production of Markstein Enterprises and Oak Hill Media, all rights reserved.